Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotions section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful.com. It is May 23rd, 2024. It's time for your TNA Impact Post Show. I am at Joel Pearl, and of course, with me is the wizard herself, the one and only Cresta QVC Star. How you doing, Cresta?
Don't cry for me, Fightful Faithful. No, I'm kidding. I don't know why I did that. I'm doing well. I had a great time tonight watching wrestling. TNA was really good tonight, and I have positive things to say about Steve Maclin. Nothing but positive critiques. This tweener thing he got going on, I always say that all it takes is one gimmick before you change your mind. And now my mind has changed. Why he beat those boys up like that? This is good stuff. Good stuff, pal.
If you're listening, tag Steve Maclin. He's at Steve Maclin on Twitter. Just tag him and say, Steve, we have one for you. We have a fan. And you need to see this, and you need to hear this, and you need to understand that everything that started with the beef, with everything, started with this woman next to me, and now she's going to walk it back, and it's only taken her 2 years, starting of third.
Okay, to be fair, all right, I don't even remember saying that, but just because you don't remember saying it, there's probably video evidence. We can roll the videotape back when they do the highlight reel of this. And, you know, in true wrestling fan fashion, I am a flip-flop, fickle. I put my foot up, my flip-flop goes up, and it goes down, my flip-flop goes down. So, listen, it wasn't connecting for me before, and now this is fantastic. So, you know what? I don't care. This is great. I don't care. I'm a hypocrite. I don't care. I love Steve Maclin now. He's great. The greatest wrestler in my top 10. Love Steve Maclin.
Good Lord. Well, if you love us, go ahead and leave a thumbs up on the video. And of course, subscribe to us here at youtube.com/Fightful. And while you are at it, do me a favor. If you're listening to us on the audio platforms, leave a 5-star review. Any 5-star reviews help us immensely, because then we get catapulted up those search engine results, and therefore more people find us, and therefore more people let you guys know that this is something you want to hear. So 5-star reviews go a long way. If you want to support us financially, you can leave a super chat, or you can donate a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. Cresta will tell you how, when, why, where.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and everyone in between, you take your fingers and you type on your finger or your keyboard, humperchats.com. You put in your comment amount. You swear to God, I talk all day. You put in your comment. We will read it. You put in a dollar amount. We will keep a lot more of it. It keeps us happy. It keeps Sean happy. Go to humperchats.com. Pow, pow, pow. Sexy Red's going to be on NXT next week. So, you know, anything's possible. Maybe Sexy Red will show up in the Impact Zone and we'll talk about it. Humperchats.com.
I don't think Sexy Red's going to show up in the Impact Zone.
I mean, I'll settle for a...
Shaw-Claire?
I don't know. Who are the youths listening to nowadays? I don't know.
I don't know.
Not two old people looking at each other like, I don't know. I watch wrestling.
Chat'll let us in. I don't know. Someone will say something that'll make sense. Anyway, listen, overall tonight, I think tonight was a very fun episode of Impact. Not only that, you know, we're on the way to Against All Odds. It's in about 3 weeks' time. And we're starting to see matches come together. Matches that you and I have talked about. Matches that make perfect sense as we move towards Slammiversary, the next big pay-per-view. But they're really building Against All Odds to be a good show, a big show. And I think they're expecting a really successful night. What do you think overall of Impact tonight?
Like I had said before we crossed over for you audio listeners, I had a thoroughly good time watching Impact tonight. I'm still like, no PCO, no Steph DeLander. There's got to be something else. But I also feel like you're saying that now, Cressa, and every time you said that about something, TNA Sports entertains you, and then you have to eat your words, which are delicious. That's why I try to keep them soft and sweet.
And that's why we do this show. Usually in about an hour, sometimes less, depending on how we feel. But anyway, I think we'll do pretty well tonight because there's lots of meat on these bones. Let's open up. Ryan Nemeth and Matt Hardy defeat The System. Brian Myers and Edward Edwards are also at ringside together. Lish is there. I love that they're just, Lish is just a title belt. Lish is just an extra title belt to come out. And you know what? The match is fine. It's non-title. The TNA tag titles are not on the line. First thing I notice is Hard Cam is back to facing the stage for the tapings. Not my favorite, but, you know, we'll get over it. That's just a virtue of the venue you have. But yeah, the match itself is fine. But really, the story here is that Hardy and Nemeth win. And then as Moose comes in and beats down Matt Hardy, and The System are beating down both Ryan Nemeth and Matt Hardy, Nick Nemeth makes the save. That's the big return. Leaps over the top rope, and that's how I realized that they also had the elevated stage tonight, because otherwise I was like, wow, hell of a vertical leap on Nick Nemeth. No, it just turns out he's got a good vertical leap from the ring apron. Anyway, listen, solid match. Let's talk about it. And of course, Nemeth's return. Talk to me.
Did thoroughly enjoy this match. I will say, I feel like this is the first time I've seen Nick Nemeth really, no, Ryan Nemeth, sorry, wrestle. And I thought it was fine. It was a great match. Him and Hardy actually have a lot of chemistry. I think it was kind of foreshadowed that The System were going to lose. And this wraps back into what we were talking about, how they're such a team to hate. You don't feel bad. They could lose a million times. You're like, oh, they're still champion. Oh, these guys, heck those guys. They're such a good heel stable. I got to say that there was a clean looking suplex on Nemeth from Brian Myers at the start of this match. It seemed like almost, and also Matt Hardy biting people. You've been in the Impact Zone for like, what, 3 episodes? We're already biting people. Stop hanging out with Crazy Steve backstage. Don't bite people here. It was good. I do like how they explained in the post-match that Matt Hardy's like, listen, that's cool that you want to give me a title shot, but I didn't come here to be tag titles. I came here to be the champion of the world, or however he says in his vocabulary. Ray Walt was cooking him tonight. Ooh, Ray Walt was sitting next to Nigel McGuinness this week, and I'll tell you that. I like how he said, okay, that's fine. And Ryan Nemeth and Nick Nemeth was like, bro, this is going to happen anyway. So let's load it up. Let's win these tag titles. And I like that. I like that for both of them. I do. What did you think about it?
The match itself was fine. If there's one thing that Matt Hardy's going to do well, it's team with the little brother and a brother-brother pair. And he did that quite well with Ryan Nemeth tonight. It was fine. And again, Hardy, I've said this before and I'll say it again. I don't think anyone expected Matt Hardy to come back to TNA to be the top-ranked number one guy, but we all expected him to have a world title program, and that's fine. Ryan Nemeth coming in has been the more surprising addition, and it's, of course, you know, it's paid per appearance. He's not doing a huge contract or anything like that. Nick Nemeth is still with TNA for a little bit, so what do? You have the brothers pair off. You don't need to rush the world title match. I think that they're going to do Nemeth and Moose 2 at Slammiversary. I've talked about this before. It makes perfect sense, and that's the coronation of Nick Nemeth as champion. And we'll see if there's anything else at play there. But regardless, it makes Nick Nemeth look good. And it makes Matt Hardy look strong. And, you know, it's fine. It's going to be a good all around card for Against All Odds. And that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. It's not going to be one or two top matches. It's going to be almost every match has something of value in it, both in storytelling and in production and in presentation. So that's fine. But overall, again, solid match. These guys all know how to work, and I'm looking forward to the stuff that's coming out of it.
I would not hate the Nemeth brothers being tag champions. I'm trying to think of who else would be like a good replacement for them. You know what I mean? Like, you got the Rascals, Grizzle Young Veterans are gone. You've got.
So this is another thing. We're going to talk about it very shortly.
No.
It's actually the fact that TNA needs replacements and replenishment in their tag division. And we saw a tag team come in tonight for the first time that have absolutely the ability to add depth to a roster that needs more, because you can't just rely on Speedball Mountain, ABC, and the Rascals to do everything. You need to start building your future tag teams, and you can't just throw people together, and the Diener somethings are only going to go so far as well, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But there's a need for fresh tag teams in TNA.
Yeah, because we haven't even seen Motor City Machine Guns for a while either. So you don't even have like veteran.
Contract's done. They're done. They've left. They're moved on. That's it.
It's a sad day for Crescent Star in particular. I just got here. Come back.
Lady, they've been gone for a month.
I know, but I'm thinking, okay, maybe they're just like vacation. They've done a lot. But they're gone. I'm like, I know I just got to TNA. Y'all been in TNA for 20 years, but run the block, spin the block real quick. I just got here. You guys are some fine tag team wrestlers.
Yeah, they finished up at the beginning of April. That was the end of their contract with TNA. You know what? Alex Shelley is actually working in Toronto tonight at the Demand Lucha. So I thought about going and taking the night off. But instead, I'm here with you wonderful, beautiful people. Speaking of beautiful people, Gia Miller's backstage with Ace of Base. And she is stirring the pot.
Yo, she was a menace tonight.
Absolutely.
Interestingly enough, not to Jordynne Grace, but she was a menace tonight.
Well, she knows who kick her ass. Anyway, she's turning the pot with Ace of Base, mentions, you know, you guys aren't on the same page. And Chris Bay is like, oh, you know, families fight, but we get on the same page and there's no tension. And then G is like, you sure about that? And Ace is just like, hold on, maybe we're not actually on the same page. Maybe we should have a match next week because it's working for Speedball Mountain to get back on the same page and sync up. So let's do that. And that's what they're going to do next week. Sure, why not? I don't mind the idea of having Ace of Base face off against each other, because individually they're so friggin' good as a tag team. They're so friggin' good. Let them go at it. Let them have a friendly fire.
I just wonder if this leads to a breakup or if this leads to them getting back together, since we just spoke about their tag team division needing a little bit more depth, or leading just a little bit more, not a little bit, I think they need a lot more tag teams, in my opinion, on the men and the women's side. So I wonder if this will exercise those demons and they can refocus it, because they already started that we're going to break up, will they, won't they storyline. This could be a way to resolve it and move forward, unless they break them up, which I wouldn't exactly hate, because I think these two still have so much potential to do an impact, TNA, you know what I mean? I would like to see a Chris Bay world title run. I would love to see an Ace Austin, at least X Division, cash in on somebody. You know what I mean? I would love to see something like that for the both of these gentlemen. And I think there's more for them to do, but also would like to see them as tag champions again, if they want to be tag champions, you know?
Listen, just like a Fast and the Furious special, this episode was all about family and tag teams and breakups and splits and getting back together. And that's what this all was tonight. This was just one of those bumps in the road. So we'll find out how that plays out. Rascals take on the team of Satan Center. That's Judas Icarus and Travis Williams. They are the two that I was alluding to earlier. They are ones to watch. They are from Vancouver. They were trained. They trained with Josh Alexander, by Josh Alexander, but they're West Coast indie guys. They have worked a lot of the big indies, especially Canada and the Western coast of the United States and all that. They are the two that I think could revitalize the tag team division. And if they're not already getting one, they deserve a serious look and maybe an offer. They don't win the match. Obviously, Rascals win with the super kick stomp combo, but they give it their all, and it looks like a very strong debut on TV for these two. What do you think of Satan Sinner's debut with TNA Wrestling?
I'm not going to hold you. My immediate thought was, dang, they already in the ring. Job. Time to do the job. I was so surprised. And I will always give this to TNA because they did this with Kevin Knight with me. They did this with, oh my God, I can't think of his name, but his face. Something Price. Kevin Price? Is that Kevin Price? I feel like there's Kevin Knight, Kevin Price. Yeah, it could be. Jack Price. That's
who it is. You won Gut Check, right. I was thinking of Alex Price.
There's so many Prices. The Price is Right. We're going to pick one of them.
That's right. Well, we went wrong, but here we are. We got it right eventually.
And these guys were really, really good. Judas was really getting in a lot of offense. And I'll even take it one step further that the Rascals kind of got their ass beat until the end. Like, they got a lot of offense in. And I agree that these are two men that I would definitely sign. Keep them away from Decay. Keep them away from Crazy Steve. I think that there's a good spooky tweener there that doesn't have to be that far down. I'm here for it. I want them to wrestle more. They're giving me what I need, and they're just not. I don't want to say that the tag teams have gotten stale because that's not the word I'm looking for. But I feel like this is enough chaotic energy to add to the group where it's like, oh, okay, so we really got to be on our P's and Q's. These guys ain't the good hands. Oops, sorry, good hands. But you know your role. You know your role, good hands. You're good hands. Stop it. Stop it. Even Ali fired you. Stop it.
Hey, man. They're trying.
I mean, it could be worse. Joe Hendry could write a song about you getting fired.
After the match, Steve Maclin attacks the Rascals, hits them both with Caught in the Crosshairs. They're using a new top-down entrance shot, which I don't hate. I actually think it's kind of nice that when production tries a few new things, but, you know, Maclin goes back through the curtain. GM Miller meets up with him and says, you know, what was that all about? Is this payback? Are you done with the Rascals? And he's like, yep, that's it. Finish my business. And he calls out Mike.
Stirring the pot again.
Well, you know what? At least this time it makes sense because Maclin just kind of showed up. Last time, Gio was just like, hey, you hate your tag team partner? You want to fight? You on the same page?
That's true. Say, hey, don't you hate this guy? Oh, that's your brother? My fault. But yeah, last week you slapped him.
Yeah. You gonna fight pussies? Huh?
I can somehow hear her saying that in her accent. Like, you guys gonna fight, you pussies?
I'm here for it. Gia, blink twice if you're going to do it down the road. Anyway, Santana gets called out by Maclin. Santana runs out, says, let's do it next week. And I'm thinking, hell yeah, that was a great match at Rebellion. Let's run it back. Maclin, Santana. By the way, Mike Santana is going to be on In the Weeds tomorrow morning on Fightful Overbooked. That was just announced. So 11 a.m. Eastern is the plan. He's going to be joining us to talk about House of Glory. We'll talk about TNA, of course, and a lot of other stuff. Last time Santana was on, I am not kidding you, he made myself and Jeremy Lambert cry and himself on camera. So that's the kind of interview you get with Mike Santana, and he'll be joining us on Fightful Overbooked Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern. Go check that out. Looking forward to the match. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about Maclin and Santana. Are you looking forward to it?
Yes. And again, let's go back to me being a flip-flopper. I'll say it again. Maclin is good in this tweener role. I'm not even mad. He beat those little boys up, and they deserved a spanking because these are backyardigans. They're so bad. The Rascals are literally Rascals. They're so bad. This between him and Mike Santana, there's a chemistry there. And I've had the pleasure of seeing Mike Santana at House of Glory a bunch of times. This man, you could tell he loves wrestling. You can tell he loves wrestling from the promos he cut. And even like when Joel was talking about the interview they did before, even when they did the interviews on him, I was choking like, oh my God, that's so real. Like, I can't wait. This match is going to be good. I think for me personally, just me, I think this is a good stride for Maclin. I love what he's doing here. This is good shit, pal. Such good. I was sports entertained. I don't know what's going to transpire next week. I see a DQ in my future. I see the Rascals saying it's not going down like that. And Santana and Maclin begrudgingly tagging together to deal with these bad little kids. They need a spanking. They're up in the treehouse smoking the devil's lettuce.
I don't like it, but I understand the reason to do it. So you know what? You
stretch it out to have a match at Slammiversary, which I wouldn't be, against all odds. I wouldn't be mad at that. Just have a feud. Because the wrestlers ain't going to let that man get him for free. Yeah, it was a receipt, but these are bad little kids.
That's fair. I can see it happening. I'm still of the mindset, and as we transition into the next segment, I still think we're looking at a King of the Mountain match because Kazarian, randomly, they show him berating Jade Chung. Josh Alexander's not happy about that on socials. Security walks him off. Kaz grabs the microphone and says, going of my own volition. And he walks off, and that brings out Cody Deaner.
That's brave, yelling at Josh Alexander's wife like that. Because that's my note. That's a brave. You know that's Josh Alexander's wife, right?
But he knows Josh isn't there, so what does it matter? But really, like, here's the real thing. Cresta, I am a stickler for continuity. You know that, right?
Are you going to talk about Jade's outfit?
I want to talk about Jade's outfit.
Because I peeped that. I'm like, did she do a costume change? I'm not mad.
No, they just taped over two nights and she wore two. And she does this frequently, right? They do two nights. She wears two different outfits. Love it. Never going to complain about it. I think you look your best when you do the job. I just found it hilarious that they cut it together that way. And I was like, she wasn't wearing that hair down with the black thing. No, then she did the ring announcing for Marty Bell and the Knockouts title match with Jordan Grace, and she's wearing the silver thing with the hair done up, and she looks great, and she looked great the other time. I'm like, what am I even happening here?
Listen, I love a good quick change. I love a good quick change. Listen, it's one of those things where my good co-host Joe Pearl has said, Impact will do things 99%. And if you want that 1%, that's all you. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I got another 1% that we're going to hit a little bit later, but instead let's talk about it. Cody Deaner comes out and he calls out Jake something. And he says, I got knocked out last week and I deserved it. And all I can think of is that I deserved it. And then this is my apology to you. I screwed up. Families fight. That's again, family. And then that's the theme of tonight's show. And then he wants to fight with Jake, not against Jake, because he's a coward. And then the good hands interrupt. And they call Jake something stupid, essentially. They talk more than that. Something knocks out Skylar. Deaner takes out Hotch. Santino Marella comes out and makes an official. It's KFC match. No, not the chicken. It's a Kentucky Fight Club match. I wish they had used the chicken. That would have been fantastic. But instead, it's a... Basically, what is it? It's just a tag match. It's just...
They weren't even in Kentucky. So I don't understand. Okay.
Hold on. Yes, they were on the outskirts of Cincinnati, but they were basically right on the river type of thing. It was a geographical convenience, Cresta.
You know what? Wrestling's cool. Just do what you want. Just do what you want. Just do what you want. The rules are made up anyway. Just do what you want.
Why couldn't they have real KFC in the ring? Be the first one to down a bucket of chicken? Look at three out of four of those guys. You can't tell me three out of four of them. Jake would have been like, I'm out of here. But like the rest of them, come on. I can see them all try. I would have tried. I would have ate a bucket of chicken for a wrestling match. Why not?
Jake something if he was still in the Deaners. Absolutely. Again, if you were going to make a KFC match, why was there no KFC? One. Two. Why? Three. You're not even in Kentucky. Okay, geographical convenience. I'll give you that one, but... Throw a drumstick or something, Santino. You get on my nerves.
The match happens. Hotch and Skylar lose. Deaner feeds something for Into the Void. Post-match, they shake hands, they pose together. The Deaners are back together for now. We'll see if that plays out further. I don't know what happened to Jake something because they were pushing him. They were doing something. I'm not saying it's over, but I'm certainly saying they cooled off a little bit, seemingly, and maybe it's going to move around and maybe there's more story to this. One thing that's a positive about working with Deaner is that he is also a producer backstage. So working directly with someone like Jake something is beneficial for both men. So I'm curious. I don't think that this is going to end negatively for either guy, but in terms of like working together, but storyline wise, I'm curious as to where this can go. I don't think it's going to be long hair drinking beer with the tractor. I think it's going to be a couple of throwback promos and then they'll move along in some way. What do you think?
I think that right now we are in a rebuilding phase for TNA. I will say main event scene is very top heavy. Even your X division is very heavy right now. We were just talking about how the tag teams could use a little love, and the Deaners could work out for better or for worse. It's a great way to break them up and build back up Jake Something. You have Jake Something versus Alex Hammerstone eventually, or versus a Josh Alexander. You put him in that super heavyweight situation, because I think they built Jake Something up to the point where it's like, what are we doing with him now? Now he needs to win. If you're going to have him challenge Moose or an Ali, he needs to beat these guys now instead of get cheated out his boots, which he would, which he has been already by one guy, and you're definitely going to get cheated out your boots by the system. I also think Deaner needed something to do in this sense of you've been losing a lot. Nothing you're saying is making any type of sense. So I think this is, like you said, it's beneficial for both guys, and especially the tag division. If you guys flop, it's a great way to break you up, and now you both have a program and something to do. If it works out, now we've got more depth to the tag division until it stops being so top heavy and so even mid card heavy. Because, like, with the exception of the Digital Media Championship, X Division, World Heavyweight, those two divisions are stacked right now. They're very heavy in the contendership.
Oh, just you wait about the Digital Media Championship. Anyway, 99/100, the system are backstage. This is a really, really, really solid promo. This is a really, really, really good setup for Joe Hendry. This is a really, really, really messed up static shot. Something was very weird with the camera. Basically, if you've watched it, or they've even posted it on socials, I feel bad because clearly they didn't want to have to do it this way, but they had the two camera shoots. The main camera was shooting, but something got messed up in the digestion of the footage that it kind of like stutter stepped everything. It sucks, but the actual content of the promo was really good. Joe Hendry comes in. He's serious. He's not, it's not say his name in Hebrew. He walks in, reminds the system that he won the match for his team last week. And then you got Eddie Edwards taking offense to that, calling Hendry a clown. Edwards says, you know, I've got 20 years under my belt. I'm a champion. This group is a bunch of champions. You're a flash in the pan. Go write a song about us. Bye-bye. Edwards and Hendry next week is exactly what we were talking about last week. This is the beginning of a potential serious Joe Hendry character, or at least a side of Joe Hendry that we haven't seen in TNA yet. What do you think of this whole segment and this whole setup for Edwards and Hendry?
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I liked that it was serious. I liked that it wasn't a say his name. He just said, yo, I pulled up on you. I'm the one who pinned you. However, Edward Edwards is threatening. He's like, yeah, go write a song about it. Bro, you don't want that. You know that. This ain't what you want. Like, the here comes the obligatory Kendrick Lamar, Drake rap reference. This is not what you want, Eddie Edwards. This is not what... I know enough about Impact that there is enough stuff on you, Mr. Edwards, and that group collectively, that if Joe Hendry really wrote a song about you, you're going to have to shoot him. Not literally. That's a joke, but he's going to violate. I can't wait. Ooh, if he did Can You Please Get Fired live acoustic, bruh, and you giving him a week, ooh, and you've been in this game 20, that's a lot of time, Mr. Edwards. That's a lot of time. Now, I'm expecting him to jump the crap out of Joe Hendry. Maybe this might be something serious, but I do enjoy Joe Hendry getting a little... with his song. So I don't want them to completely be gone. However, I can understand if you don't want that to define who you are as a wrestler. But ooh, I hope he's in his bag next week. I hope he may edit. I hope they jump him. I hope whatever he says is so bad that they have to jump him, because there's no way. There's no way.
It's the beginning of possibilities that Joe Hendry becomes that main event serious player that we talk about. And yeah, you can do the jokey joke. It's not going to go away necessarily if you do push him up the card, but you've got to start somewhere. And he can't be unserious all the time. And this is the first opportunity that they have to make Joe Hendry a serious contender and therefore a serious character. And I'm all good with that.
Yeah, I agree. Again, I don't want it to go away, and that's not what I'm suggesting, but I can understand why you would. Sometimes people, Daniel Radcliffe, for example, didn't want to be Harry Potter forever. So I get it. I get it.
And I get it. When you subscribe to FightfulSelect.com, I get it, you get it, Cresta gets it, everyone in the chat gets it. Our Discord is hopping and growing, and not just growing, but also our Fightful Select Discord is experimenting with some new things, some voice channel things, and a bunch of other stuff. But our Discord is always moving with the Ask SRS section. There's an In the Weeds section. There's a Sour Grab section. There's a whole lot of stuff going on in our Discord. We talk about wrestling. We talk about other stuff. That's on FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. You want to hear about MJF and a little bit of news about his impending return to AEW? We dropped that news story today on Select. Natalia's WWE contract update, we're talking about that over on FightfulSelect.com. You want Sean's Double or Nothing and King and Queen of the Ring predictions? He dropped an audio show today just for that, along with his backstage report every week, a Q&A that he does. Sour Graps is there every week with Kate and Alex. The Weekender with Steven Jensen, who hosts the big TNA pay-per-view post shows with us as well. And so much more over on FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. What are you waiting for, huh? Are you waiting for a personal concierge to come and bring you out here? Well, I'll tell you this much. Our personal concierge, George Iceman, was not able to bring out Ash by elegance. Instead, he puts up the photos of Ash's busted lip and tooth, and she's having emergency minor medical surgery by Dr. Finkelstein in Florida. I can say it. You can't. And Ashley is a mannequin, so there's that. Anything to add? That one? No?
I will say this was unnecessary. I'm trying to get into it, but this is the first time that George Iceman, like, this didn't add anything. I mean, I guess Chekhov's mannequin, I guess.
I think he's into her a little bit.
The mannequin or Chekhov?
Yes. Marty Bell versus Jordynne Grace. Listen, any match where Marty Bell hits the stroke and pays homage to Jeff Jarrett in TNA is a match for me. It's a good match. It's a fine match, but really the match is not what's important. Jordynne Grace lost an earring inside Marty Bell's gear. So if you notice that at one point she's picking at the top of her ear, it's because her earring got stuck in her tights. She gets the win, does Jordynne Grace, with the Juggernaut Driver. And as she's walking up the ramp, former Knockouts champion Allison Kay returns. The Hex are back together. It's nice to see Allison Kay back on TV. It looks like maybe we're moving towards Allison Kay and Jordynne Grace next. I wouldn't mind that for a Knockouts championship match. Maybe against all odds, maybe sooner. We'll find out. What do you think of this match with Marty Bell and Jordynne Grace and the return of Allison Kay, the former Sienna?
I liked it. The match itself was good. This was a stiff match, and it went on a lot longer than what I thought it was going to be. Shout outs to Marty Bell. And I was like, I feel like I've heard that name before. Obviously, she was in the Hex. Good to see them back. Going back to our tag team depth roster problems, here we are. We got one female tag team. Let's do it. I'm with it. I'm here for it. It's very rare that I see Jordynne Grace get jumped and like beat up for real, for real. Jordynne Grace got beat up for real, for real. So this is going to be an interesting match. It's going to be a meaty match. And I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. I love a big meaty match. I don't care. I'm equal opportunity meat. I like meat.
I can tell you're a big, big meat fan. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Meat.
Oh, okay. Sounds about right. I don't know if you know this, but June the 4th, so 2 weeks from now, is actually a very special Impact taping. An Impact show. It's their 20th anniversary show. So that's going to be a special event for us to cover. The Knockouts title match might actually be that week.
Where is it at in June 4th?
They taped 4 weeks of TV. This basically leads them into Against All Odds. No, it doesn't. Does it? No, it does. Yeah, it does. This brings them to Against All Odds. So they did 4 weeks of tapings.
I mean, if it's in New York, I might have to do a little razzle dazzle. I was gonna go before my birthday, but I couldn't. I was honky tonking too hard. I was in a tag team championship by myself.
It's taped. It's taped. The 20th anniversary show is taped. I'm saying it was part of these tapings that they just did. This was week one of four. This is going to lead us into Against All Odds. That's June the 16th. Is it that weekend? Whatever that, 14th, 15th, 16th. It's Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to me. But 20 years of Impact TV is going to be that. June the 4th. We'll be there watching, talking about it here, doing that. Point is, it feels like Allison Kay versus Jordynne Grace for the Knockouts Championship will be that episode. But we'll find out soon.
Can't wait. That's going to be a good match. Maybe some interference, but I don't think, because Allison Kay waited till the very end. You know, and you think your friend can get it done.
Friends should always work together.
You lose and you didn't cheat, you only cheated yourself.
That's fair. Listen, we're cheating ourselves, not talking about Black Ink lore. Cresta Star, it's back.
Girl, it's COVID outside. I don't know what we're doing with this.
Look, man, they're making the referees wear gloves and masks.
Santino, okay. As a fan, I get it. The show must go on. We're going to make everyone wear hazmat suits. But I guess as a professional, you should have canceled this man's bookings. What are you doing?
Well, you know, he's under contract.
Yeah, but you gotta go to Dr. Finkelstein. Said Finkelstein. Go to this guy so you get medically cleared, because something's transpiring here and it's nefarious, okay?
Well, first of all, Dr. Finkelstein is not a licensed physician of that nature. He's a dentist. He's an oral surgeon, if you will. Not even. He's a periodontist. He's not a real doctor. What are you talking about?
But he better go see Father James Mitchell or something. He's got to get medically cleared. This is giving legitimate claims to the system, saying this is an unsafe work environment, and I don't want to give them legit claims. Come on.
Honor no more, we're right. Anyway, Santino's trying to get in touch with Jonathan Gresham. He's making everyone sick, and they're doing Gresham versus Sami Callihan next week. Gloves and masks for all.
How is that fair to the performer against him? That protects the ref.
Sami Callihan has a layer of God knows what that will keep.
He's from Ohio. You're right.
He's the only one who's impervious to the ink, and I think that should be the gimmick: is that everyone else, Gresham comes around, gets infected, but Sammy's just like, what's wrong? I'm fine. What's wrong with you guys? That's how the whole thing goes.
I'm going to give you the Tiger Driver 87 and said, I forgot the 91. This is all I got. Drink the Black Ink. We're doing shots backstage. Why is this his voice now?
Sammy gets hit by the ink, and instead of becoming like whatever everyone else is, he just becomes like nice guy Callahan. Like, it's like Dark Realm completely does a 180 on Sammy.
And so he's like, instead of Sammy Callahan, instead of like you Susan, so you'll have Samuel Callahan.
Yes, yes.
I'm here. Book it, you cowards.
And he slicks his hair back all nice. He wears it nicely. He's no longer wearing a hat. He's just bow tie and all. He's just the nicest dude ever. Sweater vest, the whole nine yards. Give
he
it.
Says swell.
He's a swell. Thumbs up, thumbs stay up. And that's it. That's the gimmick.
I'm actually here for that. If we could do Susie, Susan, and Soo Young, I'm here for a Sammy Callahan and a one Samuel Callahan. Oh, I'm here for it.
He
wearing yes! Yeah! And a stupid little top hat. I'm here for it's one Samuel Callahan here. Here for some fancy fine wrestling, if I do say so myself. Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
Smokes a corn cob pipe and everything.
Cameron Grimes has entered the chat. That's my gimmick.
Listen, Trevor Lee might be back in TNA someday. That's all I'm saying. And then we'll need Sammy versus anyway. Tasha Steelz takes on Jody Threat. She wins the match. Jody Threat has new gear and it looks great. I'm really excited for that. It's a different kind of gear for Jody. Nothing I've ever seen her in before. That was cool. The match though was weird just because it was all about how Jody is not paying attention to her tag partner or Lars. Lars Sullivan. Wow. Lars Fredrickson. They're telling her to get the pin on Tasha Steelz after hitting a power bomb, but no, Jody wanted to go and do the pop shove it, but no, instead Steelz counters it and gets the cutter, gets the win. Tasha Steelz needs a tag team partner because eventually Jody Threat and Danny Lunar are going to have to take on whatever Tasha Steelz and her tag team partner do so that we can get them into Knockouts Tag Team Championship contention. But until then, what do you think of this match?
Who is Lars Fredrickson?
He plays he's in a band. It's called
from Motorhead.
No. Oh. Lemmy is long dead. Sorry. Rancid. Rancid is the band. And I'm gonna let you in on a secret. Up until recently, he was actually a contributing member to Fightful.com. He used to have a podcast here.
That's crazy. I know Rancid. I know
anyway, that. So Rancid's frontman, he's also CM Punk's best friend.
Look in my eyes.
No, that's Living Color. That's a totally different band. Also, they should be like, come on, man. Do you not know Living Color? You are a New Yorker.
I do know Living Color. I was about to make a joke. You can do what you want to do. But I feel like that might be a little too dated. So, you know, like.
My God. At least pick an album. Anyway, sing something from Vivid. PCO wants Steph to land her.
No, like I've never seen the Bryan Danielson Hell No movement, but I'm channeling that no. I'm gonna be sports entertained and I hate it. I'm kicking and screaming to the altar. This unholy matrimony. Where is Father James Mitchell? I know you're no.
Did you ever watch Arrested Development?
Arrested Development.
Yeah, the TV
show.
Okay,
I know what that is.
Have you seen the movie Hot Rod?
No. I watch is RuPaul's Drag Race and Wrestling.
Fair. Are you familiar with Will Arnett?
I do know who Will Arnett is. I'm familiar with his work.
So Will Arnett, who played Job on Arrested Development, if you need a static line, he was also in the movie Hot Rod with, oh my God, Andy Samberg. Probably the best movie of all time. Quote me on that. And there's the part where he's playing the asshole boyfriend to Isla Dawn's character. Not Isla Dawn, Isla Fisher's character.
That's a wrestler.
I talk about wrestling too much for a living. Isla Fisher's character is dating Will Arnett in the movie. And she is just like disgusted by him eventually. And the big moment where she breaks up with him is they're driving around in the little small town they're in. And he says to her, hey, babe, while you're in the grocery store, why don't you get some dong bags so we can knock boots later? First of all, condoms called dong bags? Hilarious. Second of all, the catalyst, or not the catalyst, the aftermath of this includes her walking away and this is a huge setup just to compare it to PCO yelling Steph, is Will Arnett saying, no, babe, no, no, babe, babe, no, babe, no, babe, no, babe, babe, no, babe, no, babe, 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 no, babe. And I can't yell because there are people asleep in my house. The point being, this was that scene, but with PCO and Steph DeLander. Babe!
For what it's worth, my mouse is so fast. Every time I try to unmute myself, I'm trying to like move it real fast. And then my mouse is like, honestly, my statement still stands. I'm not moved. I'm not convinced. You could have even given me Star Wars. Is Padme safe? Is she okay? No, you actually killed her. No! I would have taken that too. Same sentiment. But again, I don't know. Listen, I'm going to go kicking and screaming at the altar, and then I'm going to talk about it. Like, this was so stupid. I was sports entertained. I don't even know why I doubted TNA. I know myself. Again, knowing I'm a flip-flopper, I know myself.
Just look up No Babe No Will Arnett Hot Rod on YouTube. You'll find the segment. Dong boots. Dong bags.
Dong bags is crazy. That's crazy. Dong bags. Okay, work, diva.
First class or backstage. It's a first class summer. They advertise the match. It's happening. AJ Francis takes on Laredo Kid for the Digital Media Championship. That's coming up. They didn't announce at the match when it's going to air, but it is going to air. Looking forward to that match. We've talked about it, that it's going, that it was going to be taped. It has since been taped. Latinos and TNA. So we get to the main event tonight. Speedball Mountain explode crest to star. Not literally. They just had a match against each other for number one contendership of the X Division Championship. Trent Seven defeats Speedball Mike Bailey, but a huge schmoz at the end. Champagne Singh is back. Raj Singh. He's wearing the pin of Ali. He's wearing the colors of Ali. Looks like he's siding with Ali, who was ringside for the match. Did get knocked out by Speedball. That cost him the match. Trent Seven did not know that there was interference, but this was a hell of a match. What do you think of this? Trent Seven defeats Speedball Mike Bailey.
Nobody here would die. And I feel like on that apron, especially in the final third, Mike Bailey's body at one point, let me make sure I say this right, because I was hearing two different things. Was it the Burning Hammer or the Burning Hammer? Either way, on the apron, after he did that to Mike Bailey, Mike Bailey's body said, oopsie daisy, and it bounced. Oh my God.
So it's the Burning Hammer, but it also is the Burning Hammer move, just called the Burning Hammer.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I have my wrestling knowledge together. This match was stiff. I knew this match was going to be good because these two are already phenomenal wrestlers. But this match had no right being this good. No right being this good. Champagne scene coming out. I was like, hey, I felt like that meme with Leonardo DiCaprio. I know that guy. Hey, where has he been? Glad to see him back. Siding with Ali. That tracks because you were a scumbag before you left. Why wouldn't you side with a scumbag now? And this guy's going to give you the protection. And this is a great person, much like with the good hands. Yeah, this is my enforcer. He's going to fight for me, and it works until it doesn't. So if ever you have another Jake something who wants to fight, or if you have a Hammerstone who wants to fight, you got to get through Singh. And Singh is a big dude. This was a good match. Honestly, Speedball and Trent Seven, 3 7-star lariats, and he turned Mike Speedball Bailey inside out every time. Ultimo weapon on the apron in the corner. This, they beat each other up. So how are you going to fight Ali? You already soft. You look like Play-Doh right now, fresh out the tub.
We got some time before the match itself. They can heal up, but it did take a lot to put both men down. This was a really good match. This was a match where both men know each other so well because they're tag team. They're a tag team because they work together. They were also put together auspiciously. So as a result, they can beat each other up. They don't feel bad about it. In the spirit of competition, they can win tag team gold together, or they can win singles gold because they've both been there. I like that this worked. I like that this match was as good as it was. I didn't doubt that Trent Seven would get the win because I really am expecting Speedball versus Mustafa Ali at Slammiversary. That's a big moment for Speedball in his hometown of Montreal, and the next division championship match, win or lose, that's still a huge moment for them. And that the match itself would just be fantastic, and the build would be excellent. I again, the match, there's nothing I can add to talk about the match that we haven't already talked about, or that you shouldn't already just go out of your way to watch, because these two just work so well together. So again, Champagne Singh comes out and basically gets himself involved in the match, costs Speedball the match. Remember the last time we saw Champagne Singh? He was rich, had he could be a wealthy benefactor to Ali's campaign funds. I wouldn't mind Champagne Singh being the advisor who just donated all the money to his campaign, because Ali is also a bit of a seedy political figure.
A seedy political figure? No way.
Don't tell Mustafa Ali that I said this. We had a great interview with him not too long ago. Offered me a job and everything. But I didn't take it because I'm a journalist or something. No, I'm not. Who am I kidding? Anyway, the point being, Ali's character is that of a seedy under, you know, he's a piece of garbage. But Champagne Singh being a donor and getting himself into every potential situation because of his money fits perfectly. And I wouldn't mind seeing he protects the interests. But what is the interest of Champagne Singh? What does he want Ali to be the guy for? What's he covering for?
So you can keep that X Division championship and eventually cash it in for my world title run. I gave you all this money.
I keep forgetting this whole conversation we keep having of Bayley loses at Slammiversary. Nick Nemeth wins the world title and immediately gets option C'd by Mustafa Ali. I keep forgetting about this conversation.
And then you have Champagne Singh like, thank you. Now,
I don't think Champagne Singh is going to get the world title.
Yeah, I was going to say full respect. I'm just going a little wild, but full respect. Even if you said I'll fight you for it, I think Ali going to stretch you like a pretzel respectfully.
I also appreciate that Trent Seven didn't, or at least commentary made the point that he didn't know about the distraction. He didn't see it. He didn't notice it. He didn't realize that he was taking advantage of something. And that will play into the next few weeks, which is good. But he got the win unknowing of the distraction. That keeps both men strong. And it also keeps both men equally baby-faced and pure. That's a good sign. I like that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That was, I think it was a smart call for commentary to put that out. Because I was like, nobody saw that. And commentary was like, nobody saw that. I was like, oh, nobody saw it.
So set up for Against All Odds already. For the X Division Championship, it's going to be Trent Seven versus Mustafa Ali. For the TNA Tag Titles, you've got the Nemeth brothers, Nick and Ryan, taking on the system. And then you've got the World Championship match, Moose versus Matt Hardy. I like where we're going. I like that this is happening at Against All Odds. They're making it a good show, a big show, a packed show, a show that matters. And the people who were, you know, worried about Moose versus Matt Hardy at Slammiversary, doesn't feel like we're going that way. I'm glad that they would do it now, possibly just get that match out of the way while Matt Hardy is here and hot and working on it. So what do you think so far of the Against All Odds card? We got 4 weeks until the show.
I'm actually excited for the next couple of months for TNA. Slammiversary, just all the possibilities to get there. And this is before we're even at Against All Odds. So I'm super excited for TNA. I'm excited to get back, like I said, get back into wrestling again. And this, to me, was a good first night. The back chops. I had to mention that too. The back chops were gnarly because they said that's a disrespect. And these men beat the crap out of each other. TNA really did that tonight. Good job, TNA. 10 out of 10. I would recommend watch TNA tonight if you're bored. Or if you're not bored, if you like wrestling, watch TNA. Don't be weird. Don't be weird.
Yeah, so this is also something worth mentioning. This is why you don't do Ali versus Speedball in Chicago, because you're in Ali's hometown. He's going to get that hometown pop. It's going to be a big deal. And Trent Seven, yeah, he's a babyface. They're going to work babyface, but you couldn't chance it with Speedball. But if you do it in Montreal, where the babyface Speedball is the challenger, there's a huge opportunity there. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And they're gonna boo him regardless. You're right. They're going to boo that man. They're going to boo whoever was across from Ali regardless.
Listen, an impartial viewer saying watch TNA every week, I can't tell you you're wrong.
You're not wrong. I too am an impartial viewer.
And while you're doing that, check out the post show. We do it every week here after Ring of Honor. We talk about TNA because we watched TNA. The people before us didn't. They did Ring of Honor, but we're here every Thursday. We cover all the specials and the pay-per-views as well. Crest of Star, what you got going on this weekend in the future? Who knows?
Ladies and gentlemen, I am out here in these wrestling streets tomorrow. If you live in New York City, I will be at House of Glory. If you see me, say hi, buy me an alcoholic beverage. My name is Whiskey. On Saturday, I will be covering Collision. Myself and Rick will be here because Iridian is having a good time in Vegas. Doing Double or Nothing without us because she's so cool. So yeah, so it'll be me and Rick. And on Sunday, I think I'm going to go again. If you're in New York, I think I'm going to go to Brooklyn and we're going to have a Double or Nothing watch along party. So, you know, there's that. It might be cute. It might be a cute little moment. I may show up with my mustache. Remember that? Remember that? And what a wild time. Remember what a wild time. Besides that, you can find me over on X at Cresta the Star, like Megan the Stallion. All my links are in my bio and my link tree. I love you guys. You're fantastic. I've been talking all day. Joel Pearl, I want to shut up. Where can they find you?
I'm easy to find. I am at Joel Pearl, J-O-E-L-P-E-A-R-L. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, Mike Santana joins us talking about House of Glory, TNA, and all the other stuff. So join us then. That's going to be a great interview on In the Weeds over on Fightful Overbooked. That's our sister channel where you can go subscribe now. Get all of the ESPN2 style commentary that comes with it. Yes, there's news, but let's face it. We all just want to talk about wrestling and other stuff. In the Weeds, we go weird. It's just the way it goes. Let it happen. It's fine. Cresta and I are here every Thursday as we do. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, we'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
Bye.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.